The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. We must obey God rather than men. We see in the first reading today that the apostles resist a command from authority in their area. But at the same token, we know that as Christians, we are bound to obey just laws. And so what this tells us is that the laws that the Sanhedrin were imposing upon them were unjust because they were not given from God. They reminded the judges courageously and simply that obedience to God has to come first, always. A well-formed conscience will lead a Christian to be as law-abiding as the best of his fellow citizens, at the same time as he is ready to take a stand against anything contrary to the natural law. Because the state is not omnipotent. The state is not the arbiter of all that is good and evil. As Christians, we have to remember that. On the one hand, yes, we must be obedient to lawful and just orders and laws, but on the other, we must be on guard against injustice and anything that goes against the natural, moral, and divine law. It can be tricky to be a faithful Catholic and a good citizen, because at times these two things almost seem diametrically opposed to one another. And yet the apostles show us exactly how to respond. When they are called justly before the Sanhedrin, before the lawful authority in their area, they go because they are obliged to do so. But the law that they had given them, that they say they had broken, not to preach Jesus Christ, was an unjust law and one that had to be disobeyed. So this is a good reminder for us that above all, we must obey God rather than men, because God's law is far more important. And even if we have to stand before judges in our world, in our earthly world, and be condemned because of something Christ commands of us, and so be it, because the just judge is the last one we will see.